You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You heard Steve Wilson there. It is the Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection. Donnie football in for Crowley and Dickerson this morning, the eve of Independence Day. Harry Callis is behind the glass. We will have Ray Fittipaldo join us around 8 o'clock, John Wehner at 8:35, and then former NFL general manager Doug Whaley joins us from 9 to 10. Don't know what happened there, Harry. That was almost an absolute emergency. I drank some water before we came back. A very delayed, like, wrong pipe scenario.
Well, I burped on the air earlier when I was talking, so it happens. It's morning, Don.
Well, you're just getting ready for the hot dog contest today at 3 o'clock.
So it seems.
You got to open up some space for that. We will also have tickets to give away in a little bit at 412-928-9370. And I will give you the directions for that as this segment goes on, because I want to dive into the Steelers here and give my five breakout candidates for the Steelers in 2024. I joined Brian Batko yesterday on his Chipped Ham and Football podcast through the folks over at the Post-Gazette. We drafted our five-man teams of Steelers breakout players. Now, did I get every player I wanted? No, because there was another guy making selections, and that was the great Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. It was his show. So who would my five be if I was solely picking? If nobody else was selecting any players, who would just my power rankings be of five breakout players? I had the first pick in said draft, and you can go check that out again from the people at the Post-Gazette. It is the Chipped Ham and Football podcast, myself and Brian Batko from yesterday. My first pick was Keanu Benton. And I know that he may be a trendy pick for something like this. I think he's the future of the Steelers' defensive line. Cam Hayward is getting a bit long in the tooth. And even though he can still play at quite the high level given his age in the mid-30s, we aren't even 100% sure that he will end his career with the Steelers. And you can't circle him as a player, even at his age, to say, this guy, you look 5 years down the line, he will be on the Steelers roster. He will be a key member of this defense. Larry Ogunjobi is not the future. Guys like Isaiah Loudermilk and DeMarvin Leal, they are closer to out the door than in the door. They seem to be fringe cut guys going forward. Leal, I had pretty high hopes for. He got some notable snap counts in his rookie season. That diminished last season. And there were games down the stretch when he was a healthy scratch. That is not a good sign. So Benton, besides Hayward, is really the only guy we can say with 100% certainty will be on this roster week one of 2024. That we know will jump into the future and be a key component. I mean, yeah, Monty Adams will be on the team. But what if they find that Larry Ogunjobi isn't really worth the contract? Now, I would think with the money coming his way, he will be on the team in week one. But when they look to the future, the next couple of seasons, Benton really the only guy you can say for certain. And again, I know he's the common pick here, but I expect a nice jump from him after what we got as a rookie. He wasn't really the shiny toy of the 23 class. You had Jones, you had Porter, you had Washington. But he has turned into a very nice prospect for the future. So Keanu Benton is my first. Number two is Joey Porter Jr. And he better break out this season, because I don't love where the Steelers are at with corner. I don't think Dante Jackson will be quite as good as some people are expecting. I think it's a bit of an overvalue with him. I don't think it's fair to throw a lot on the plate of Corey Trice, given his history. He's a seventh-round pick. He has good size. He has great size. But the injury history is a concern to me. We have no clue what we will see from Cam Sutton, or when we will see Cam Sutton. Even though people assured me that he would be great, so I guess I shouldn't be worried. But no, he's absolutely a question mark, in all seriousness. I think Porter has the makeup and the potential to be a great player. I really enjoyed watching what he did last season. I think if he plays the whole time, he doesn't just become a starter midway through the season. If he starts from day one or maybe week two or week three, I think he had a real case for Defensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, he still finished as a finalist. I think it was a great rookie season for Joey Porter Jr. But he is now the man at corner. He is the number one guy for the Steelers. He has to put wide receivers on an island. So the pressure is on him to break out, and I actually think he will. I think we will see more very good or great things from PZ Jr. in 2024. The third guy is somebody we have been waiting for to break out since he got drafted. Everybody saw that 40 time and they fell in love. That right there should tell you who I am talking about. It is Calvin Austin III. Sometimes, though, it's just a John Ross situation. The fastest guys are not always the best. I'm not going to say this guy is quite to the level of Dree Archer, but he certainly needs to show me more, a lot more. And I assume I'm not alone in that assessment. We've only heard about the potential of his game. We did not see him as a rookie due to injury. Last year, we saw a long touchdown against Vegas and the jet sweep touchdown against Cincinnati. And that was it. We will see him shine in minicamp. We will see him shine in training camp out at St. Vincent. We will see him shine in preseason games. But we got to see him shine more in the regular season. But even with the question marks at wide receiver, I think he's probably best fit as a wide receiver four. But things are wide open for him right now to show everyone what he's all about. Pun intended. My number four selection, another second-year player, the first-round pick from 2023, that is Broderick Jones. I'm putting a lot of faith in the Steelers to make sure this guy is on the field. I don't think that will be a problem. I'm also putting a lot of faith in them that he has played in the correct position. That could be a problem. It took until I was in my late 20s for the Steelers to take left tackle seriously. I'm not saying they haven't had good players there. They have had some pretty solid players there. Think of guys like Marvell Smith, Max Starks, Alejandro Villanueva. They've had good players there. I'm not denying that. They haven't made it a priority. None of those guys were first-round picks, and in fact, the last one, Villanueva, was a converted wide receiver slash tight end and was the beneficiary of Mike Munchak's coaching. I think Jones can be a great left tackle of the future. So plug him in there. Let him do his thing. I thought he shined in that spot last year against Baltimore. He only got one true game at left tackle. He played majority of the second half of 2023 at right tackle. But let him be the flag bearer of that offensive line for the next decade plus. By the way, that's not the last I will be talking about the Steelers' offensive line this morning. My fifth and final pick for Steelers' breakout candidate in 2024 is Pat Freiermuth. I think this is a big season for him. It's an important season for him. And Brian Batko has said this both on his airwaves, on these airwaves, on his airwaves, on his podcast, and also in his writing, that he believes that it is a contract year for Freiermuth, and he is in line for a contract extension before the season even begins. He hasn't been bad in his 3 years, but I wouldn't say he's been good as a former second-round pick. I do worry about his health. He tends to miss some games. It's also hard for me to blame anyone who existed in this offense the last few seasons, given the play of the quarterbacks and the coaching of the coordinator. 7 touchdowns as a rookie in 2021. That was the final season of Ben Roethlisberger. 732 yards on 63 grabs in 2022. But last year was a true downer in year 3, in what is normally one of the most important years of a professional's career. He collected nearly half of his season yardage in a single game against Cincinnati. He had just 308 yards on the season on 32 receptions and a couple of touchdowns in 12 games. But I think the installation of the Arthur Smith offense, it benefits the tight end. I think it could benefit multiple tight ends. Darnell Washington, I considered here. The concern can come with Russell Wilson and his defense of throwing to the middle of the field, which he only did 5.8% of the time last season, which was dead last in the National Football League. But something will have to give, at least a little bit. An offensive coordinator that loves the middle of the field or a quarterback that hates it. I thought about including George Pickens here. I actually picked him with my final selection of the draft that I did with Brian Batko on his podcast, which again, you can go back and listen to when you get the chance. But I also wondered if I was cheating a little bit with that selection. George Pickens has back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons to begin his career, despite being in an offense that included a terrible coordinator and bad quarterbacks. So I could say he will be a breakout star and expect him to go for 1,500 yards in the process with a revamped game plan and better quarterback play from either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. I want to hear from you on this, however, and you have a chance to win tickets to a big concert coming up in about 10 days' time. 2 tickets to see Bret Michaels on Saturday, July 13th at Star Lake. All you have to do, call in, tell me your Steelers breakout star in 2024, and state your case. 412-928-9370. Your Steelers breakout star in 2024, and have a defense for it. 412-928-9370. The best call. We'll be seeing Brett Michaels with Chris Jansen at the Pavilion at Star Lake next Saturday, July 13th. 412-928-9370. You can also hit us up on the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football in for the guys this morning on Sports Radio 93.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu. Huge curated collection of anime shows from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Anime Ham, your anime destination.
7, The Fan. Football talk on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch. Donnie Football in for the guys this morning on 93.7 The Fan. Just released my top five breakout candidates for the Steelers in 2024, and you have a chance to go home with two tickets to see Brett Michaels at the Pavilion at Star Lake, Saturday, July 13th, 10 days away. Call in right now, 412-928-9370. Give me your Steelers breakout star in 2024, and the best call is going to see Brett Michaels with Chris Jansen in 10 days' time at Star Lake. My five: Keanu Benton, Joey Porter Jr., Calvin Austin III, and Pat Freiermuth. I really thought about putting George Pickens on that list, but I wondered what a breakout season for Pickens would look like. Now, I got some pushback last week. Pickens did not make the top 20 list according to CBS Sports. And when I threw that out there, did he get snubbed? I thought maybe he could have fit into that 18 to 20 range. And I basically got told he has not done anything yet. What has he done to put himself in the top 20? Somebody called in and said he's made one circus catch in his career. I didn't really agree with that. I mean, the man has had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, and it's been in one of the worst offenses that has been present in the National Football League. So state your case. Steelers breakout star in 2024, 412-928-9370, and you could be seeing Brett Michaels next Saturday night at Star Lake. We will start with Ezra. What's up, Ezra?
Hey, what's going on, Donnie? I love the Keanu Benton pick. I agree with that. But I'm going to go with Cam and Minka, especially Minka. I know to say Minka having a breakout year is, you know, that's an exaggerated thought, but, like, he's been a shell of himself, like, the last season. And now that we have Patrick Queen, we got the Elliott kid, I think this is Minka's 5-6 interception season. You know, I just can't see him not having an all-pro season, you know, just because of the acquisitions and what we've done.
Yeah, I think that's bold, Ezra, and I appreciate the call, our guy Ezra calling in from Atlanta. I think it's a bold call. I don't hate the pick of Minka Fitzpatrick. I think, like you said, though, maybe it sounds a little bit exaggerated. He would have to have a monster year for this to be his breakout. I mean, it's hard for me to say that a multi-time All-Pro player has not already broken out and established himself around the league. Mike is next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
My breakout player is actually Justin Fields. And the reason I say that is because there's going to be a significant injury to a quarterback in the league. We're going to trade him away and end up with a high draft pick that'll be the ceiling for the following year.
Mike, where are you? I know you're calling from the truck, but are you, like, in the Pittsburgh area?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold, Mike, so stick with us because I like that call of Justin Fields. I told Brian that yesterday, and Mike, I don't know if you have listened to the Chipped Ham and Football podcast, but if you did, thank you. I mentioned to him yesterday after I picked George Pickens during our draft of the breakout players, I brought up Justin Fields, and I said that would be a name for people to consider. However, you just don't know for sure how much he will play in 2024. It all depends really on what we see from Russell Wilson. So Mike is on hold. He is in the running to see Brett Michaels. Rob is next. What's up, Rob?
Hey, so I kind of agree with the Justin Fields thing because the breakout player is going to be someone we don't have high expectations for. And my breakout player is Roman Wilson. We don't have that wide receiver, too. He's going to fill that role, and he's going to give us some very, very adequate and high-level work at that position.
Rob, I'm going to keep you on hold, assuming you're also in the Pittsburgh area. You are calling in from your vehicle as well. Roman Wilson having a breakout year would be very nice. Putting some expectations on a rookie, but you said it there. I thought you put it well, saying that it has to be somebody who we don't have very high expectations on. It kind of comes out of nowhere. So, in a way, I agree with you on that. And if Wilson does turn into a key player, then I wouldn't say it fixes their issue at wide receiver. I still think there is a void there for the complement of George Pickens, but it certainly won't hurt if Roman Wilson is the breakout guy. So Mike and Rob are in queue. Let's see what Brandon in Wheeling has to say. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, boss? Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener. I got a bold take here for breakout player of the year.
Let's hear it.
There's so many times our center is snapping the ball. It's going over our quarterback's head. It's rolling back to him. It looks like a five-year-old's playing center. Look, Zach Frazier from West Virginia, breakout player of the year. He's going to lead us into the playoffs. That offensive line is going to be better. Jaylen Warren and Najee are going to be running the ball down people's throats. Arthur Smith loves the ground and pound, baby. Let's go, Mountaineers. Let's go, Steelers.
Brandon, are you somebody that knows that I have an affection and a love for the center position?
I don't, but now I do, baby. Let's go. Here we go. Q Renegade, baby. 12 wins in a playoff spot. Let's just win the AFC North. You know what I'm saying?
Brandon, I'm going to put you on hold. A very positive vibes morning, the eve of Independence Day. And you know what, Harry? I mean, the man went straight from my heart by picking the center out of West Virginia, Zach Frazier. I have a soft spot for centers, given that was the position that I played in my day. Brandon is going to find himself going to Star Lake next Saturday to see Brett Michaels and Chris Jansen. So, Brandon, please stay on hold. Once we go to break here, our guy Harry Callis will get your info, and we will send you on your way. So, Brandon is going to see Brett Michaels next Saturday at Star Lake. You can still join the conversation at 412-928-9370 if you want to share your Steelers breakout star in 2024. Coming up, want to get into one of the Independence Day activities that I'm not a huge fan of. We have another rendition of Questions with Callis coming up at the end of this hour. He went 4-for-5. In the history portion of Questions with Callis. Very good stuff from Harry. Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers reporter from the Post-Gazette, will join us at 8 o'clock. John Wehner, former Bucco and current Pirates broadcaster, joins us just after 8:30. And then Doug Whaley, the former NFL general manager, is in with us for the entire 9 o'clock hour. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It is Donnie Football in with you this morning on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. 93.7 The Fan and the Pittsburgh Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and 93.7 The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, all brought to you by Century 21 Fairways Real Estate. Donnie Football in for the guys this morning on the eve of the 4th of July. Doran Dickerson is playing with his meat, and Adam Crowley is on paternity leave. Do you think I could have worded that a little bit better, Harry?
I don't think he's playing with the meat. He's just cooking meat. But your intern,
Dom, is looking at his meat.
He may be gazing at Doran's meat, for sure. That'd be more accurate, yeah.
We were talking Steelers there for a little bit, gave my five breakout players of 2024, but Independence Day is upon us. And, Harry, I feel like this is a hot topic every time we get around these summer months, and especially 4th of July, because that is the big one for this activity. That is fireworks. This is a take that I've gotten behind for a while, starting really as a kid, then into my teenage years, and then it exacerbated by my time spent covering minor league baseball for two seasons. Fireworks do very little for me, I have to say. They're pretty to look at, but I'm a believer in the thought of, if you have seen one big fireworks display, you've seen them all. So I don't completely block them out. I don't shield my eyes from fireworks. I mean, I'm sure I will take them in tomorrow night. But it's impossible to do that in Western Pennsylvania between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and sometimes even later.
I don't know. I think that they're... Are there Memorial Day fireworks?
I think people set them off. I don't think it. I don't think there's really like.
Are we talking about watching a show or actually lighting fireworks yourself?
Well, I mean, a little bit of both.
I don't care to light my own fireworks. I'm not a sparklers guy. I think that's all dangerous, and I think people that do that are kind of dangerous.
I agree.
And you see those stories.
You get your
out
hand
there.
Blown off or something. Fingers yeah. blown off.
I think that seeing fireworks is enough of a rarity. Like there was really only one season that you get like. A good time for fireworks. I've actually seen them on New Year's Eve, too, one year. It was warm enough, and they did it for New Year's Eve in downtown. But, like, they're such a rarity that I appreciate the show and watching them when I can. I will not light any myself at all.
So, I mean, I'm sure I will see them tomorrow. I will be up around Mount Washington at one point or another tomorrow. And... For baseball games, if I'm there as a fan, and I know that fireworks are the promotion, I sneak out of there before they really get going. That's like my version of beating the traffic.
Okay.
Kind of like leaving a concert before you get to the encore, which is actually something I did last night. I attended the Red Hot Chili Peppers show at Star Lake.
So you and I have a bit of a different perspective then. I don't think I've ever been to a fireworks show at PNC Park, one of their post-game
really?
Fireworks shows. So that's something I might have to do. Haven't been to a concert either, by the way. I think we've talked about that before.
Yes, we have. I mean, I'm not a huge concert goer.
Me neither.
I need it to be a band or an artist that I really like.
But like Bethel Park had a fireworks show this weekend, and we were covering it for TV, but also like just watching it and being there. I'm like, yeah, this doesn't happen every day. This is cool. Not that it's nothing I've never seen, but I still appreciate the show in time because I think it's such a rarity, you know.
I think I got jaded by it from the 2 years spent in minor league baseball too, because it was
I mean you'd be there.
It was very frequent.
Yeah.
I mean, and it wasn't even like I was doing 150 or 162 games. You know, it was affiliated baseball, but it was your back when they had the low level of single A ball, like your short season single A baseball, where they played about 80 games or 85 games, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And probably two or three times a week, you were getting a fireworks show.
So then you've got a bit of a tainted perspective there. You know what I never understood either? The Pirates have set off fireworks during home runs on day games. That I've never understood.
Yeah, it's tough to see.
You just hear the ba-doom, ba-doom, boom, you know, but you don't really see them, yeah, because it's daylight. So that I've never understood. But a nice fireworks show to celebrate a holiday, sure. Leave it to the professionals. Give me the big fireworks. I'm good with it. I don't trust everybody that tries to do it at home.
Yeah, I mean, there's always like that person in your neighborhood mm-hmm. that was like that family that set off fireworks. Like in mine... I had a neighbor down the street from me who I brought up on the air before. Funny enough, his name is Steve Miller, not the same guy that's in the band or has the band. But Steve was always awesome dude. I mean, I love the guy. I mean, I wish I was still his neighbor, but he was always that guy. He would get a ton of fireworks, and this was before you could even buy them in PA. Like before you saw like the Phantom fireworks stores and all the other ones that were around, mm-hmm. he would go to like Ohio or West Virginia, buy a bunch, and then 4th of July, he was just setting those babies off. I would always steer clear. I would watch them. I'd be at their house, but I'd let him handle all that. I wasn't getting anywhere near that stuff because I'm like you, Harry. I'm a little bit worried about what could happen if something goes wrong.
I see people on Facebook, too, and they might be nuts. I mean, I saw this one post, I think last night or this morning, where this person reposted something that said, reasons to and to not call 911 on the 4th of July. And in the to not call 911, it was like, you know, if your wife thinks the fireworks are too loud, if you find debris in your yard. And I'm just like, if there's debris in my yard, I'm, yeah, of course. That's not what, you don't set off fireworks in the neighborhood. If you get debris in my yard, I'm going to be mad.
You calling 911 on the debris?
Okay, probably not. No, I'm probably not going to, you're right, probably not going to call 911. But I'm going to be frustrated. I think it's a public disturbance on any day. There are fireworks shows set in public to be done safely. I don't need that in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I think there's a thought there that, like, you should clean up after yourself, like one of those type deals.
Yes. I should not have to suffer the debris in my yard because you wanted to set up fireworks in your backyard. I hope that doesn't make me sound like a crotchety old man. But, no, I mean, I would be upset about that if that happened.
You should be standing by your window either tonight or tomorrow night or both. And if you see, like, a single, like, piece of debris from fireworks fall in, you just storm out your door and go after your neighbor.
Perhaps. I mean, I hear a lot of noises. I think some people in my neighborhood, Starkey's in my neighborhood, too, by the way, so that's...
Really?
I don't know if he does anything.
Man, this
like
is
for the 4th of
quite
July.
The neighborhood.
Yeah, we found out when I was in class with him at Waynesburg. He was like, where do you live? Pittsburgh. What city? Green, or what area? Green Tree. What road? And I was like, oh. And he was like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, there's that saying when people say, there goes the neighborhood. I think that's the neighborhood they were talking about. 412-928-9370. If you want to join the conversation. Coming up, our next little rendition of Questions with Callis. Ray Fittipaldo coming up at the top of the hour. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's Donnie Football in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football in for Crowley and Dickerson this morning, the eve of Independence Day. Ray Fittipaldo joins us in a few minutes, but quickly we have the second edition of Questions with Callis. And our guy, I got to give him a ton of credit. Harry Callis was great in his history run through of Questions with Callis. 4 out of 5. So he is shooting 80% right now, a very good percentage, a high percentage for Harry Callis. One turn through. This is the pop culture edition of Questions with Callis. Callis, I start you with one from about 40 years ago from the 1980s. What was the first music video ever on MTV?
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Oh, Harry.
I learned that at Waynesburg.
A man after my own heart here. You are really red hot this morning. I'm very impressed. Vanessa Hudgens, the fiance of former pirate Cole Tucker, starred in what movie series in the 2000s?
Movie series?
Yeah, there was like a series of movies. There was like 3 of them, I think.
This is tough. I pass. I don't know.
High School Musical.
I never saw those.
Really?
Nope.
I think I saw the first 2.
They're big time, though. I'll give them that.
Sarah is going to be very upset with you, Harry, about that one. That was right in her wheelhouse. Mm. She's a big defender of the Disney movies.
Oh, I'm sure they were fun. I've just never seen them. I mean, that's fun.
The Hawk Tua girl has been viral for the last couple of weeks, Harry. Mm-hmm. What is that female's real name?
Oh, I've seen it, but I forgot to remember. Haley?
You got the first name.
I don't know her last name.
All right, I'm going to give you half credit there.
Okay.
Haley Welch is her name, so you get a half point there. I believe the young lady's name is Haley.
That's what I meant.
Next one. Who is the late mother of Prince Harry and Prince William? And I'll say this, her death came under some pretty suspicious circumstances.
Diana.
Princess Diana. Another hitter for Harry Callis. Final one for pop culture. Right now working with 2.5 out of 4. This New Jersey-based television show infamously ended by cutting to black while Don't Stop Believing by Journey was playing.
Jersey Shore?
No, I love that pick, though. Jersey Shore.
New Jersey-based show?
Yes.
End it. I don't know.
The Sopranos.
Nope, never seen that one either.
Oh, I highly recommend that one, Harry. Still a pretty good round for you.
I got legitimately half. Two and a half, right?
Yes, 2.5 out of five. I'm still impressed with you through the first two rounds. We will have one more edition of Questions with Callis coming up next hour. Coming up in a few minutes, the legendary Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette will join us. We will also chat to John Wehner next hour in about 35 minutes. Then Doug Whaley joins us for the entire 9 o'clock hour. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It is Chevy Summer Drive. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 90. Tomorrow, high of 85 and a chance of rain for your Independence Day. It's Donnie Football in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Anime Ham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Anime Ham, your anime destination.